A very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Today is Sunday the 22nd of October 2017 and it's now time for your hour injection of music from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Showcase here on your Sunday afternoon. Hope you enjoy the show. Stick around, we've got plenty coming up to keep you entertained, of course.
Hello, this is Ovidiu Anton from Romania.
Hello, this is Arsvik from Armenia.
Hello, this is Norma John from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Prophets' words and revelations, their voices filled with agony and fear. You say it's time to make a new beginning. You say we hold our future in our. If we could only give love a new meaning, if we could only try to understand.
Cyprus 1998 there with Michalis Hyaksenyanis with Genesis. Great song there from Cyprus in 98. And a great performance too, 11th place with 37 points, getting the usual 12 points from Greece, of course. Things that never change. There's a touch of the Lion King I felt in that song. I don't know about you. But it was an interesting performance, and Michalis Hyaksenyanis actually became quite a huge star in Cyprus and Greece, and he did perform in the opening ceremony of the Olympics in 2004 in Greece. So there you go. Well, a very good afternoon to you. My name is Kieran Uri Tuttiet. And welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. If you want to get in contact with us via social media, it would be lovely to hear from you. You can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and you can like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Also, you can email us. It's Tuts Experience. That's T-U-T-T-S Experience at hotmail.com. Alternatively, you can send us an email to in the studio, studio@forestfm.co.uk, and it will get to me. It certainly will. Well, this is your 1 hour injection of Eurovision music as I play the best and the crazy songs of the Eurovision Song Contest. You know I do. And it continues every Sunday of the year. And I like to make sure that you guys get an injection of cheesy music every day, because I think it puts a smile on people's faces, and that's the whole reason for it, to be perfectly honest. You've got to smile and remember the good old days. So we remember the next song, which is from Ireland in 1987, the winning song for Ireland in 1987 from Sir Johnny Logan. He's not a sir, necessarily. But my goodness me, what a song, what a performance, and one of the best Eurovision winning songs of all time. It certainly is true. Charted number 2 here in the United Kingdom in 1987, and quite rightly so. So here's Sir Johnny Logan, as I call him. Hold Me Now, Ireland 1987 from Brussels, Belgium.
Don't close your heart to how you feel. Dream, and don't be afraid, the dream's not real. Close your eyes, pretend it's just the two of us again. Make believe this moment's here to stay. Touch me the way you used to do. I know tonight could be all I'll have with you. From now on, you'll be with someone else instead of me. So tonight, let's fill this memory. For the last time, hold me now. Don't cry, don't say a word, just hold me now. And I will know, though we're apart, we'll always be together, forever in love. What do you say when words are not enough? Time will be kind once we're apart. And your tears will have no place in your heart. I wish I could say how much I'll miss you when you're gone. How my love for you will go on and on. And though I won't be there anymore, I will always love you. Don't say a word, just hold me now. And I will know, though we're apart, we'll always be together, forever in love. What do you say when words are not enough? What can I say now? My words are not enough.
Hello, this is Jana Burčeska from Macedonia, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Dance Alone. Enjoy.
Take out my hair, wash off my makeup. wishing you could hold me close.
Jana Burčeska there from the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, singing the song Dance Alone, coming 15th out of 18 places in the second semi-final of this year's Eurovision Song Contest with 69 points. Great song, underrated. Well, there was lots of good songs this year, to be fair. And a lot of them stuffed into semi 2 and into semi 1, of course, but particularly semi 2. It was a bloodbath because there's so many good songs that didn't qualify. Switzerland, Ireland, Estonia, Macedonia, particularly Malta, good old Claudia Faniello. Oh dear. But you know, that's where the cookie crumbles, sadly. Awful stuff. Well, apologies for my nose, guys, today. You might be able to hear I'm a bit stuffed, I'm afraid, because of cold. Yes, it's not great. But thank goodness for Sudafed. That's all I'm saying. Right. Now we're going to move swiftly on to a UK Eurovision entry. Now, the great thing about being a Eurovision Song Contest fan is having the accessibility of going onto YouTube and checking out clips from performances from God knows when. And it's just an incredible thing to remember back to the old days. Now, quite a few years ago, there was a YouTube user, or channel, shall I say, who uploaded footage from the Song for Europe, the UK national final, back in 1995. And I had the pleasure this week of watching it, reliving the moments. And my goodness me, what a tough billing that was. My goodness me. You had Juice, you had Dear John, you had Samantha Fox in there, and of course the UK entry in 95, Love City Groove, with Love City Groove. The first ever rap song at the Eurovision Song Contest. And we're going to hear it now. Love City Groove, Love City Groove. The UK Eurovision entry to 1995.
Whether I'll be found, always wanting you around. for words.
Yeah, I know how to sub. Now I've been to many places and I see many things, but nothing that I know can ever make my heart sing like you do. It's like a voodoo, you know what I'm saying? Baby girl, I ain't playing.
I'm glad that I'm the one to rock your world, cause honey, yeah.
In the morning, when the sun shines,
Love City Groove with Love City Groove here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with me, Kieran Arytasiewicz. That was the UK Eurovision entry from 1995. Well, in a song for Europe, that came first, as I've mentioned, and obviously it would have done because it went to represent the UK. It got 140,174 votes. But the song that came second, I thought was an incredibly good song too. And personally, I think this should have gone to Dublin to represent the UK at Eurovision. But there was quite a lot of ballads in the contest in 1995, as we all know, and it probably wouldn't have stood out. But it's a possibility. I mean, but I think it was one of the most high-quality songs out there. So, Dear John is the group, and we're going to hear the song One Gift of Love. And when we come back, we will have Rob's random request here on the Eurovision Showcase. Dear John, one gift of love, coming second in the UK Eurovision National Final of Song for Europe in 1995 here on Forest FM. It is now time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's that part of the show which my husband, Rob, will have two hats, and we have a hat full of countries and a hat full of years. We glue them together and we find out what song we're going to play absolutely randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Well, Rob has picked this year, 1970. Yes, 1970. And the song is from Luxembourg. Yes, Luxembourg in 1970 was represented by a Dutch singer called David Alexander Winter. The song was called Je suis tombé du ciel. And at the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest, which took place on the 21st of March in Amsterdam. Oh, a bit of local bias there from Luxembourg, picking a Dutch singer. The song was chosen internally by the Luxembourgish broadcaster RTL. Now, on the night of the final, Winter performed 8th in the running order, following the United Kingdom's entry, Mary Hopkin, knock knock, who's there, and preceding Spain. And the Spanish entry was Julio Iglesias, of course. Now, at the close of voting, Je suis tombé du ciel had failed to pick up a single point, placing Luxembourg last out of the 12 entries of that year's contest. It's actually one of the most shortest Eurovision song contests of all time. And it's all because of the anger of many countries at the fact that four countries actually won the 1969 Eurovision Song Contest in Madrid the previous year. Because if you remember, France, Spain, the Netherlands and the United Kingdom, the UK entry that year was from Lulu with Boom Bang A Bang. They all won the same contest. So statistically they all won. So, you know, the UK won five times, of course, as you know. Now, this was the third and last time Luxembourg finished the evening at the bottom of the scoreboard. And their only nil point result. Winter's blank was the last 0 points prior to the introduction of the current 12 points voting system in 1975. And the next song to be totally shunned by all of the national juries was not to come until 1978, when Jahn Teigen for Norway got nil point in Paris, if you remember. Mille et mille, isn't that the song? Yes. So anyway, let's hear the Luxembourgish song that got nil point in 1970. David Alexander Winter with Je suis tombé du ciel. And that means, translation, I fell from heaven. Merci beaucoup. Enjoy. So bon appétit.
Je vivais bien là-haut dans mes nuages. J'avais le cœur et la tête en voyage. Je me croyais tranquille pour longtemps. Pour longtemps. Chaque fois que je regardais la terre, je la trouvais bien ronde et bien sévère. Je n'avais pas envie de voir les champs. Mais tout à coup un jour en te voyant, je suis tombé de ciel pour me pencher sur toi. En arrivant de ciel, je suis tombé sur toi. Il m'est venu des ailes en m'approchant de toi. Je suis tombé du ciel et je suis fou de joie. Je n'irai plus jamais dans les nuages. Tu es ma ville et tu es mon village. J'ai découvert que le seul paradis c'est ici.
Dieu qu'on s'ennuie quand on plane là-haut, à vivre seul comme un triste pierrot, quand il suffit de plonger dans tes yeux pour naviguer au milieu du ciel bleu. Je suis tombé du ciel pour me pencher sur toi. En arrivant du ciel, je suis tombé sur toi. Il m'est venu des ailes en m'approchant de toi. Je suis tombé du ciel et je suis fou. La 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 la. Et je suis fou.
I think that's probably one of the best Nil Point songs we've ever there has ever been at the Eurovision Song Contest. Because listening to that doesn't sound like it ever got Nil Point, does it really? There we are, Luxembourg 1970 here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And it is now time for this. It is time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday the 22nd of October 2017. Our first story today is the fact that Luisa Sobral, who is the sister of Salvador Sobral, who won Eurovision for Portugal this year's Eurovision Song Contest, stated on a programme called Fantasticaco, which is a programme on Brazilian TV Globo, she said in an interview, "Of course I believe he will make a complete recovery. I wrote him a song for his next album." So encouraging news about the health of Salvador Sobral. The microstate standing at the Eurovision Song Contest 2018 will have the help of the internet. Yes, San Marino confirmed that they will bring an internet candidate to Eurovision in Lisbon. They're teaming up with the website onein360.com to launch a global search for a Eurovision star. SMTV announced the news a few days ago at a press conference alongside onein360. The announcement comes with a promo video which you can view on weeweblogs.com, esextra.com and eurovoir.com. Check them all out. Preparations for the 2017 Junior Eurovision Song Contest taking place next month are well underway, with some rehearsals taking place already for the opening ceremony. So be prepared for that. I will play a recap of all of the songs in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. It has been confirmed that Montenegro will themselves have a national final to select their singer for next year's Eurovision Song Contest. It seems to be a bit of a trend this year. More national finals for next year. And online voting has opened in Latvia to select the participants for Supernova 2018. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Aritasiot, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
Let's go. The Eurovision Depression, as your favorite Eurovision radio shows are available at one place.
Oh no!
Every week, not only Europe's top Eurovision radio show presenters produce a wide variety of great Eurovision radio shows for you to listen to, but even beyond, such as Australia and Canada, just to mention a few.
Oh joy!
Should you miss the live broadcast of these favorite Eurovision radio shows, fear not, as the website of Radio International, www.radiointernational.tv, keeps all these shows in the show archive for you to listen to whenever you want. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows. Radio
International. Hello, this is Magnus Carlsson from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Smaken av kyssar som dröjer kvar, dröjer kvar. Luften vibrerar av du och jag här. Vi var här. Allt var en lek, men sen blev det svårt. Började tveka, men föll sen hårt ner. Vill ha mer. Som en spegelbild fanns du tätt in till. Det finns ingen annan som sett mig så. Som en skugga. Glasen står tomma, men jag är full av allt du gav. Rädslan jag bar är sedan länge död, länge död. Ljusen har slocknat, men jag är glöd helt. För jag vet, som en spegelbild finns du tätt in till. Det finns ingen annan som sett mig så. Som en skugga av den jag trott jag var.
Magnus Carlsson, Mot mig I gamla stan, Meet Me Downtown Tonight. From the Swedish National Final, Melody Festivalen in 2015. And what an amazing song it is too. Singing that word for word as well. Yes, and my Swedish isn't the greatest, but I love doing it anyway. Right, now, the next song we're going to hear is a song that came second for Germany. It's not many of them, but there is one particular song which was outstanding and almost beat the United Kingdom, which was Bucks Fizz, Making Your Mind Up. Very close voting. Now, Germany was represented by the singer who, with Lithuanian descent, Lina Vailaitis, with the song Johnny Blue. Now, on the night of the final, Vailaitis performed third in the running order. Now, the 1981 contest is noted for providing one of the closest, the most exciting voting sequences in the Eurovision history, with the lead changing hands regularly between France, Germany, Ireland, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. With two countries left to vote, there is a three-way tie between Germany, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom, all on 120 points. Switzerland was next to vote and turned out to be the one country that failed to award any points at all to Johnny Blue, while giving 8 points to the United Kingdom and then a maximum 12 points. And a maximum 12 points to Germany from the final jury in Sweden, but it was not enough. as the Swedish jury also awarded 8 points to the United Kingdom, making Bucksfears the contest winner by just 4 points. Germany finished runners-up for the second year in succession, and the German jury awarded its 12 points to France that year in 1981. Now, it was Katja Epstein with Theater in 1980 that came second, and obviously Lena Vaitis with Johnny Blue came second. But the following year in Harrogate, in the Harrogate Conference Centre in Yorkshire, oh goodness me, in 1982, Nicole won with Ein bisschen Frieden. Here we are. So, and everybody loved that. One of the most successful Eurovision songs ever in the UK charts, getting to number one, and it was the 500th number one in the UK charts. Yes, so there you go. So, now let's hear Lena Vaitis with Johnny Blue. Second place for Germany in the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin, Ireland.
Viața mea, vesel, trist, tot l-aș cânta. Nu aș rata nicio notă. Râu de-ar fi, l-aș înnota. Până la mare l-aș urma. Nu m-aș opri niciodată. Știi că viața n-are buton de rewind, să poți să întorci ce-ai pierdut. Nu poți nici să pui pe pauză când nu știi ce-i de făcut. Dacă mâine noaptea n-ar mai avea vreo stea, dacă într-un avântur
iau de la capăt. Aș zbura chiar și-o noapte întreagă spre zori care ai fi tu. Ploile n-ar putea să înțeleagă de ce nu car când sunt tot pur. Minte să
Voltage, De La Capat, All Over Again, Romania 2015. Now, I must admit, that is my favourite Romanian Eurovision entry of all time. It was in my top three going into the contest, and I think it still is now. Such a great song. And I remember watching the Romania national final that year with a few friends on the internet, and it was a sight to behold. Put it that way. They had like a woman, a blonde woman, a beautiful looking woman in a blue, light blue dress. But my goodness me, she could not sing live. It was really embarrassing. But Luminita Angel, who came second with a song called A Million Stars, she previously represented Romania at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2005 as part of Luminita Angel and System with Let Me Try. Remember the angle grinders and all that stuff? And Ovidiu Anton, who actually went on to win at the national final in 2016, but obviously due to Romania's financial commitments, they could not take part and they were suspended from the Eurovision Song Contest. Ooh, awkward stuff. Yes, it was. Well, now let's move on to one of my favourite segments of the week. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and this is a part of the show on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, where we play a song that excelled live on the stage at the Eurovision Song Contest, and we get to hear it live here on the radio. So let's hear it now. We're going to hear a song from the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest, and the song which I personally thought excelled live more than any other country was Iceland. Yes, it was Johanna with a song, Is It True? Eventually finishing second. It's an incredibly beautiful song. Most successful Icelandic Eurovision entry. Well, if it looks at proportion of votes and percentage averages, Selma was closer to the victory than Johanna, only because Alexandra Rybak just won away with it. Never mind. So here we go. Johanna, Is It True? Iceland. 2009, the live version from Moscow, Russia.
Falling out Hi, this is Monsel Merlev from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I'm trying to sell you another lie. You already bought too many. You can see it through my disguise. Yeah, I'm caught already. I don't know why I do these things. Cause I love your jealousy. Should've left, but I did it again. Now it all fires back at me, and I can't break your wall. I know I went too far. I should've gone home. Thought that I was a star, the way she jumped right up. I'm addicted to this game. Wish I could just let it be. Should've left, but I did it again. Now it all flies back at me, and I can't break your wall. I know I went too far. I should've gone home. Too many. I should've gone home.
Måns Zelmerlöw there, the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest for Sweden in 2015, with the song, well, his follow-up song after he won the contest with Should Have Gone Home, a fantastic song. Now, there's plenty of artists who've won the Eurovision Song Contest or even entered the contest and had a follow-up career, and it's gone incredibly well and gone to new heights. And one of those people, and gentlemen in this case, is Amir from France. Now, Amir had a fantastic song with Je Cherche, coming third in the jury voting of the Eurovision Song Contest in 2016. He did an incredible performance, fantastic vocal, engaging gentleman, and obviously an incredibly good-looking man. That always helps, doesn't it? So his follow-up song was incredibly popular in France. I am not too sure. I'm trying to find out as I speak about his chart performances in other countries. I think it did chart, shall I say, in Belgium and in Switzerland, but it got a lot of airplay in France. So we're going to hear the song that we all know and love, well, most Eurovision fans do. His follow-up song from Je Cherche was called On Dirait, and we're going to hear it right now here on the Eurovision Showcase.
autour de moi. Sur le dos, j'ai traîné pas mal de douleurs. Toi, tu me portais à bout de bras. Non, 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 je n'ai pas toujours été sûr de moi. J'ai douté tellement de fois. Non, 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 je ne sais pas ce que je ferais sans toi. Bien que c'est toi, on dirait que dans ce monde étrange, on dirait que t'as toujours été là. Tu me dis que mon rêve est juste à côté. J'ai juste à tendre la main. Toute ma vie, je peux la passer à t'écouter. La douceur est ton seul refrain. Non, 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 ce n'est pas toujours facile pour moi. J'ai plié tellement de fois. Non, 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 je ne sais pas ce que je ferais sans toi. Bien que c'est toi, on dirait que dans ce monde étrange, on dirait que t'as toujours été là.
By Amir here on the Eurovision Showcase, and Andiche means looks like. So there we go. Now, that is your Eurovision Showcase for another week. You take care of yourselves, and I hope you join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. only here on Forest FM 92.3. Remember to follow us on Twitter, send us a request if you like at ESC Showcase, or send us a message on Facebook, and our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. So we'd love you to hear from you. Take care, arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a lovely week. Toodaloo.